Hi, you're listening to JSMT with Marie Tavernier. That's Just Step with Marie Tavernier. We're back and it's season two. And just to get right in there, we've had this break for the last several weeks because so much has been going on and so much needed to be cleared. When I talk about being clear, I mean clarity. Clarity not in anything to do with outside of yourself, not anything to do with what is going to happen next in terms of what somebody can do for you. It's really about clarity on what you can do for yourself. And with all of the research that I have been doing, all of the texts I've been reading and videos I've watched and seminars I've attended from the beginning of this year, you have to compile everything at some point. And in looking at my own life and things that I wanted to change, and when you finally get to that place where you can say to yourself, enough is enough, you have to then look back at what's been good, what's been bad. Try to eliminate what's been bad and focus on what's been good and how you can increase that. What did you do at that moment to increase all of the good things that were coming into your life? Because a lot of us have a tendency of wanting something in a moment of time. You might want it for a week, a month, and then life gets in the way and your focus has been shifted, and all of a sudden that thing is no longer so important. Or on the flip side, you can focus and focus and focus, and you are then given that thing that you want, that thing that you desire. It comes to you, usually people say, you know, out of nowhere, when you least expected it. Well, you're the one that wanted it, so you didn't really least expect it, you just didn't expect it on that day. But it's what you wanted, it's come, and once again your focus has been shifted, because it's very unlikely that that's the only thing you wanted, but you're so focused on this new thing, this new shiny object or new shiny experience, that you've forgotten to continue to believe in yourself enough to have all the things that you truly believe you desire. And one of the things that I know to be true, and this is just me talking from my own experience, I know that when I stop believing in myself, I leave myself open for other people's opinions, other people's feelings, other people's negative behavior, a negative thought system, whatever it is that they've dealt with in the past, to, if they continuously play it over and over again in their minds, then they believe that to be true, and then they push that on you and you start to take that on board yourself. That's something that you cannot do. You have to believe in yourself enough to know that the things that you have in your mind, if you have a vision for yourself and that vision is very clear, again, clarity. If the vision is clear and you truly believe that you deserve to have and be and do whatever it is that that vision holds, there is nothing, no one, no experience, no opinion. It doesn't matter what it could be. Nothing and no one can stop you from having it. And let me just say this also, when we talk about negative opinions, a lot of the negative opinions, regardless of other people, the majority of them are coming from yourself. The majority of your experiences are coming from how you feel and how you think about yourself. You've had some bad experiences in the past, haven't we all? Take the good from it, because something about that experience, however long it was, you stayed for a particular reason. You continued to experience that bad thing that you call it for a particular reason. There had to have been some good there. You need to pull the good out of that. Recall the feeling of what that good was, and then repeat that good in your vision. Replay that good. Feel the feeling of what that emotion was and put it into your future vision. And expand on that, because if you keep on replaying what was bad, that's all you're going to keep getting. Be sure to follow me on social media. Twitter is Marita Vernier's, Instagram phenomenal_Mariti, and Facebook Marita Vernier Official, or you can just bypass social media altogether and head straight over to the blog maritavernier.com, where I discuss topics on parenting and also affiliate marketing, which basically building your own business from home. You're looking at about 2 years before you'll see a continuous income coming in, but the time is now. It's now to get started. There should be no delay. If you've got a vision in mind, which is obviously what we've been talking about today, and you know exactly how much you want to make and what you want to do with that money for you and the family, then the time is now, and your investment won't be much more than £50 or $65, depending on where you are. So head over, the links are there to start your own blog, start your own online business. And if you don't want to do that, then just read through some of the blog posts. They'll definitely make you laugh and make you think. So enjoy maritavernier.com. And until next time, if you want to be a part of the next podcast episode, then get in touch with me, either DM on social media or head over to the Contact Us page on the blog and let me know what topic you want to discuss and when you'd like to be a part of it. Until next time, I look forward to it. Marita Vernier, take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.